Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio, we are joined by the Executive Director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, Pam Boyd. Pam, always a pleasure to get you here in the studio, and it feels like we have you in here a lot during this time of year, so pleasure to have you in, as always.
Yeah, pretty soon you're just going to give me an office in the place, right?
Yeah, you're going to have your own little separate station. It's going to be a nice little arrangement, but it's always fun to have you in here, because when you're in here, we're talking about service, and that's such a great thing for our community. In this interview, no exception, because you have the Day of Karen coming up on Saturday, September 6th. Always such a fun event here in Carbon County.
Yeah, Day of Caring is a great, and it's a great day that people just can come out and, you know, support their community in big ways and small ways and just spruce things up.
And, you know, I think that's the big thing is you're sprucing things up. You always hear people complain about beautification. So-and-so's not doing this. So-and-so's not doing that. This is an opportunity for the public to come together. And instead of complaining about things, whether it be in person or on social media, we go out and we actually do something about these problems. And I think that's a major thing for our area.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Day of Caring is a combination of public spaces, you know, where we go downtown and we pull weeds and we sweep up trash and we do things at parks and we do things just around town in public spaces and, you know, private spaces. People apply to us and they say, you know, we just need some help getting our yard fixed up. And we help them out with that. And, you know, Day of Caring doesn't have to be big projects, and everybody can just take something on. You know, we have free dumpsters this year. We have free dumpsters that we're going to set up at the Price River Trailhead parking lot there, and then at, you know, the Price Municipal Complex downtown, you know, behind the museum, behind the fire station, there'll be another dumpster there. So if you just have some junk you want to get rid of and you don't know what to do, those are going to be free dumpsters that you can take stuff to.
And when we talk Day of Caring, one of my favorite analogies that you always use is this is like ants on a cupcake, many hands making much work light. And that's really the whole idea behind this, because this is kind of centered around that September 11th anniversary. Time for us to kind of unite together. And that's such a powerful image in this community, is when people come together to work on projects. And like you said, these are projects ranging from major ones, you know, cleaning up downtown areas, picking weeds, to smaller ones, maybe just helping someone who can't mow their lawn. And that's what really impresses me about this, is you kind of touch every base with the Day of Caring.
Yeah, we really do. And it's wonderful that people come out and want to help their neighbors, you know, and so show up at the breakfast rally. You know, we meet at 7 a.m. at Lynn's parking lot, and we'll feed you some donuts and bagels, and then we'll send you off to do some work for the morning. So if you don't know what you want to do, come anyway. Come and we will find you a work crew.
Yeah, let's get, for people who might have never been able to attend a Day of Caring, maybe this is their first time, maybe they're new to the area. So you show up at Lynn's parking lot 7 a.m. bright and early. What does the rest of the day look like from there?
Well, from there, you know, yeah, we disperse and tackle the projects. You know, we have a list of about a dozen big projects that we're going to assign work crews to this year. And you know, small projects also in neighborhoods. And yeah, so you just sign up for the work you want to do and you work until noon. And it's pretty simple. And then at noon, everybody gathers at Washington Park for a little picnic lunch and to kind of celebrate the day that we've done.
And is this something that you're going to want people to pre-register for? Is this kind of show up as you are, show up and just be ready to work?
Show up and just be ready to work.
And that's the best kind of event. And, you know, we've talked about, we talked in our last conversation about people volunteering projects for this. What kind of response have you guys had this year from the public in terms of finding projects?
You know, we've gotten some great project suggestions from the community. You know, we can take on a couple more. We have capacity, but, you know, the sooner that people get a hold of me is the better. And, you know, the best way is at my email, which is liveunited@uweu.org.
You know, that's something we always seem to talk about. You want to get these projects organized as soon as possible. So the quicker they can get them in, the better. But it's kind of one of those floating deadlines. You know, you want to have a hard one just to encourage people to get those out. But as you get closer, you don't necessarily want it, but you will accept some of those later projects.
Yeah, I mean, you can't come up to me on Saturday morning. Saturday morning at Lynn's is too late. but, you know, the Day of Caring is about caring about other people. It is about helping out. And so that's what we're here to do, and that's what we want to facilitate happening.
Now, from your perspective as executive director, what do you think is the most enjoyable part of the Day of Caring? What do you enjoy most about this?
You know, I enjoy going to that breakfast and just seeing the swarm of people who are dedicating their Saturday to helping others. I enjoy talking to people at their private property that are, they're usually overwhelmed because, you know, they sign up to get some help and they're thinking a couple of people show up and, you know, 20 kids from the college show up. And just the impact 4 hours on a Saturday can have, it's remarkable.
Yeah, and like you said, just the turnout year after year is always so impressive for the Day of Caring. I mean, it's something that, you know, you hear offhand, you're like, oh, are people really going to show up to that? But the community always does an incredible job in showing out and tackling these projects.
Yeah, and, you know, hats off particularly to partners like USU Eastern, where their sports teams are amazing. They come out in force and help out with this. And, oh, this year we have a group from Carbon High School that are going to come and help. And, oh, just... If I start going down that road of thanking all the groups that show up, I'll be here for a very long time. But we appreciate all of these volunteers and really are touched and really gratified by their desire to come out and help others on this day.
Yeah, it's always so fun to see all the different community groups getting involved with this. That's why I love the Day of Caring. Now, Pam, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just please join us. Come up. Yeah, I mean, I know it's early, 7 to 8 at Lynn's, and we will find some work for you.
Well, Pam, always a pleasure to get you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest executive director of the United Way of Eastern Utah, Pam Boyd, and we're talking about the upcoming Day of Caring, starting bright and early on Saturday, September 6th, in the Lynn's parking lot at 7 a.m. Come get a breakfast and then come help our community in such a great way. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.